We've never seen a public figure, let alone a president, with the verbal recklessness of Donald Trump. Even for him, that recklessness reached a peak Tuesday morning when he threatened to obliterate Iran. "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again," the president wrote on social media. This comes on the heels of expletive-laden threats in recent days that if Iran didn't open the Strait of Hormuz, bridges and power plants would be bombed. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one, in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the F asterisk 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 straight, you crazy B asterisk 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 asterisk, or you'll be living in hell, just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump, Trump posted on his Truth Social account, and subsequently on X. As the hours and minutes ticked off on Tuesday, and an anxious world waited for the 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time showdown, rumors began to fly that perhaps the Persian civilization wouldn't die that night after all. "We received a 10-point proposal from Iran, and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate," Trump announced right before the deadline, in the manner of a reality show that builds suspense. Almost all of the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the United States and Iran, but a 2-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized and consummated. Are you sitting down for the sign-off? On behalf of the United States of America, as president, and also representing the countries of the Middle East, it is an honor to have this long-term problem close to resolution. From ending a whole civilization in the morning to close to resolution at night. Yes, of course it's madness. Trump has an advanced talent for obliterating boundaries. He'll take a good idea, show strength in negotiations, and go berserk with it to the point that people assume he's lost his mind. I have friends who abhor his recklessness and vulgarity but focus only on outcomes. I have others who can't get past the madness. Given the very low likelihood that he will change his ways, our only consolation will be to hope for positive outcomes. But before we do that, we should brace ourselves for 2 weeks of a ceasefire that promises nothing but fireworks.